Mark Brennan Rosenberg is coming to town. His book is called Eating My Feelings, Tales of Overeating, Underperforming, and Coping with My Crazy Family.
It sounds like my Thanksgiving, generally, or Christmas.
This is a real fun book. It's at the Highland Ballroom, one of Acapella Books events, and this is tomorrow night. And this book kind of comes in two parts. It's one, a look at his high school years when he was really very much overweight and him kind of turning that around and becoming fabulous and gay in Manhattan, you know?
Uh-huh.
And so the second half of it is really a look at the single life.
Becoming a butterfly.
Yeah, it's really kind of an outrageous fun book. And Mark Brennan Rosenberg is going to be at the Highland Ballroom, an event put on by Acapella Books, and that is tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
Darren, our next event pairs two authors, one of whom is deputy editor of a most popular women's magazine.
Yes, John Searles and Chris Bojalian are coming to town to actually talk about John Searles' new book, which is Help for the Haunted. They're going to be at the Carter Library on Thursday night at 7:15. Searles is probably best known as the deputy editor at Cosmopolitan, but he's also a television personality and talks about books in a lot of different forums.
And we should point out that at Cosmo, he oversees all book coverage for the magazine.
Yeah, so he's bringing his third book out, again, Help for the Haunted, and it focuses on Sylvia Mason, whose parents find haunted spirits bring them to peace.
They're Ghostbusters.
Yeah, in some ways, yeah. And Sylvie is witness to their murder in a church on a frigid winter day, and it has something to do with their occupation. And then the book picks up a year later, and she sets out to find out what the real story is here.
Perfect stuff for October reading leading up to Halloween.
Exactly. So it's really a beautifully written book, fantastic, very gripping. And you can just set aside an entire day, because once you pick it up, you will not be putting it down. So Searles is going to be in conversation with Chris Bojalian, who's really quite a fantastic writer on his own, best known for books Midwives and Sandcastle Girls. The event is at the Decatur Library Thursday night at 7:15.
Darren, our last event today is a little unusual for our conversation about literary events. It appears to be a Camp David-type event for cultural leadership.
It's called the CoLab Summit. It stands for Connecting, Communicating, and Collaborating. There are some really noted authors that are going to be there. For example, Tom Friedman, New York Times columnist, and Kurt Anderson are going to be there as well. It's about pulling together the creative community and the business community to take on some of Atlanta's cultural challenges. Both Nathan Deal and Kasim Reed will be there. It's an interesting project, and I think there's going to be a lot of great conversations had, and I think it's the start of something wonderful for the city. So this is starting this coming Sunday at 11 o'clock, taking place mainly over at the Woodruff Arts Center, but involves a lot of organizations across the city. And it runs Sunday and Monday.